News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Today we are kicking off, it's not Shocked in the Gaeilge, but on News Talk Breakfast it is Shocked in the Gaeilge. We're kicking off
our own Irish week.
Yeah, our own Irish week on News Talk Breakfast. We basically, Ciara, want to shine a spotlight on our native language and question, I suppose, why more people don't speak it. If you go across to Wales, I think over half the Welsh population can speak pretty good Welsh. And like Irish, it's not, you know, it's not a language that's used every day, generally, or hadn't been.
Or used much outside Wales.
Yeah, exactly. Good point. We'll be joined by a host of guests throughout the week to discuss his place in the education system, how to take it up as an adult. And some well-known Gaelgoers will be telling us why they fell in love with the Irish language. Ciara, you're Irish. How would you categorise?
Now you know
Irish.
My Irish is
well, but only you can.
My Irish is not good. It's kind of crap, to be honest. But I'm not one of those people that go, "Ah, Irish. I hate Irish," or any of those things. I'm not. I actually wish I could speak Irish better. Now, and I'm going to be really honest with our listeners. I wish it in a passive way. I don't wish it in a way that I'm going to start doing Duolingo and, you know, going to the Gaeltacht and all that kind of stuff. I wish I had it. I mean, I was in school till I was 17. I did Irish like I did every other subject. And I came away with a much better grasp of other subjects than I did of Irish. And I feel a little, and I know you might not agree with me, Shane, resentful of how I was taught Irish, because I felt that there was a gatekeeping that went on, that there was those who were in the inner circle of Gaelgoers that developed curriculums that were all based on poetry and prose and all that kind of stuff. And people like me, whose Irish wasn't good enough, who found those things very challenging because we weren't very good at Irish, were kind of shut out. So we were kind of the crap students. I did pass Irish. I wasn't very good at it. And instead of keeping it alive with talking and using it and engagement, I came out with better French than I did Irish. And that's ridiculous, because I only did French from the age of 12 to 17 and did Irish the whole way through. And I wish I was better at it. And I see my own kids, their Irish is much better than mine. And I wish mine was better. And I respect the Irish language and I think it's a beautiful thing. And I don't have it. And I suspect there are tens of thousands of people of my generation who also, maybe they don't feel about it the same way I do, but also we're shut out of the language because we weren't that good at it. It wasn't taught, in my view, particularly well. And that emphasis on the literature of it, on the highfalutin end of things, I think kept us away from being able to speak it properly. And I think that that was an opportunity denied to many.
Yeah, look, I mean, I totally accept the point you're making. Sometimes I think too much emphasis is placed on how it's taught. I think that's how it's taught has improved in recent years. I do think there's an attitude, and we will get texts in this morning, I guarantee it, and people are absolutely entitled to their viewpoint in this, that we'll get texts from people who say, Irish isn't important, it won't help you get a job, I'd much rather my kid knew Mandarin or coding or whatever. Now, look, fundamentally, I disagree with that. I think it is important. A country without a language is a country without a soul. I think it's part of our heritage. It's part of our culture. But I do think there is a group of young, cool, trendy people embracing the Irish language. And I think that view is a more old-fashioned view, the view that Irish isn't important. And you have people like Kneecap and Louise Cantillon and people like that who are embracing the Irish language.
And I think good that we have them.
Yeah. I thought it was really interesting. There was a debate on telly a few months ago about this. And the people, the advocates for Irish language, were young, they were cool, they were good-looking. It was very interesting, the dynamics at play. And I think young people are running with Irish much more than our generation.
My kids did not go to a Gael school, but my eldest son came out of school with a fornia. He could speak Irish and they were much better.
Which is great, yeah.
Yeah, much better at Irish than I have ever been. And I'm delighted with that. But
so look, let us know what you think. It is, as we're going to be embracing Irish all this week here on News Talk Breakfast. Let us know what you, can you speak Irish? What, if not, why not? What do you blame? Is it something you'd like to improve upon? 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.